Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer delivered a fiery speech on Capitol Hill, pledging to ease filibuster rules in order to advance voting rights legislation with a simple majority vote by Martin Luther King Jr. Day, January 17th. Speaking just days before the one-year anniversary of the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol by Donald Trump supporters trying to overturn his election loss, Schumer warned the two issues are inextricably linked.
Insurrection of January 6th, the flurry of new voter restriction laws, and state-level efforts to subvert democracy are not isolated developments, but manifestations of the same anti-democratic poison of Donald Trump's big lie. And they all demand the same solution. The Senate must advance legislation to protect our democracy and safeguard the right to vote.
The filibuster has been a Jim Crow era relic, though it originated more than a century before that in the early 1800s. It's since been used to derail anti-lynching and voting rights legislation, allowing a minority vote to block bills unless 60%, three-fifths of the Senate support it. Georgia Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock warns Republicans are at it again to stop voting rights legislation in the Senate while passing voter suppression laws in states they control, like his own.
Our democracy is imperiled, and time is running out. In the state of Georgia right now, as the state legislature comes together for a new session, there is an effort to get rid of every drop box in the state. Think about that. In the middle of a pandemic, their duty is to get rid of drop boxes. What will that do for rural voters who are trying to exercise their vote? What about workers on the night shift? It's very clear what the Republican Party is up to. They are trying to make it harder for some people to vote and easier to cheat. We're trying to make it easier to vote and harder to cheat.
State houses only need a simple majority to pass bills, including voter suppression laws. The House of Representatives also requires a simple majority vote. But in the evenly divided Senate, Republicans have been able to oppose bills like the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and the Freedom to Vote Act. Warnock says Republicans have even blocked a simple debate of the bills three times. But Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell rejects the argument Republicans are trying to suppress the vote. According to the Brennan Center for Justice, 19 states passed 34 laws restricting access to voting, more than in any year since the center began tracking voting legislation a decade ago. And this year, at least 13 bills restricting access to voting have been pre-filed. McConnell says the move is part of a larger plan by Democrats to change the course of the country.
Make no mistake about it, this is genuine radicalism. They want to turn the Senate into the House. They want to make it easy to fundamentally change the country. For example, admitting two new states, the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, to have four new Democratic senators, or to pack the Supreme Court. Fundamentally change the country. The filibuster has been a way to conduct American business in the political center. It insists upon moderation and compromise.
McConnell says Democrats' bills aren't that popular since voters in New York rejected similar legislation to the Freedom to Vote Act last year. In November, voters in the state rejected two measures to allow same-day registration and vote by mail for any reason. 34 states in the District of Columbia already allow vote by mail for any reason. 20 states in the District of Columbia allow same-day voter registration. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar is sponsor of the Freedom to Vote Act. She says the January 6th siege by Donald Trump supporters who tried to stop Joe Biden's electoral victory, and then the subsequent Republican efforts to roll back voting rights at the state level, spurred her to craft the bill.
Over 400 bills introduced across the country. We have bayonets replaced by legislation that basically says you can't vote on weekends in the last month in Georgia, or nonpartisan ballot commissions replaced by partisan state legislatures. That's what's going on. The Freedom to Vote Act sets basic federal minimum standard that says it's safe to vote, that you don't have to go get a notary public in the middle of a pandemic in order to get in a mail-in ballot, which is exactly what you have to do right now in South Carolina. Basic minimal standards.
Another bill pursued by Democrats, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, would reinstate certain rules of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. That would require federal oversight of states that have violated the Voting Rights Act in the last 10 years. Violating states would need federal approval to change their voting laws. Not all Republicans are opposed to that legislation. Alaska's Lisa Murkowski has come out in favor of it. But it's not enough to pass in the Senate. Changing filibuster rules to pass the measure, though, isn't getting support from a key Democrat, Joe Manchin of West Virginia. He says he doesn't want to go down the road of a nuclear option, calling it a heavy lift.
And the reason I say it's a heavy lift is that once you change a rule or you have a carve-out, and I've always said this, anytime there's a carve-out, you eat the whole turkey. There's nothing left, because it comes back and forth. So you want things that will be sustainable.
Manchin, who's also holding up Democrats' passage of the Build Back Better social spending plan, says it's his preference that Republicans support any rule change concerning a 60-vote threshold needed to advance legislation in the Senate. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.